Let's pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us this morning and lift up our hearts that we might rejoice in Jesus Christ to the glory of the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, a couple of years ago, when we were still living up in the wilds of Iowa, we came home from Thanksgiving break to snowdrifts on our front lawn. The girls, my wife and two daughters, went upstairs to unpack, and I trundled downstairs to throw their dirty clothes in the laundry. Flipped on the switch to the laundry room, and I happened to just glance over past our brand new Rheem heater to the cracked cement wall and the shelves filled with canned goods. And there in an elongated S form was a snake. A snake. A garter snake, but a snake. So I scanned carefully around for any other snakes, but I kept an eye on that snake because I didn't want him slithering off where I couldn't find him, looking for some way that I could deal with the snake. I wasn't going to pick him up. I hate snakes. So I found a ragged old mop and a dustpan, and his little pink mouth popped open as I pinned him with the ragged mop and rolled him up onto the dustpan, and then marched outside and deposited his wriggling body into a snowdrift behind the garage. A snake in the basement. My wife wouldn't go downstairs for a month. The house was unlivable. In many ways, sisters and brothers, our world is like that. Our world has snakes in the basement, almost unlivable at times. These snakes slither about beneath the stairs. They worm their way behind washer and dryer. They curl up beside that brand new Rheem heater. But these winding reptiles are not just garter snakes. No, in this world, they are rattlesnakes, cottonmouths, copperheads. A week ago in India, news reported that a teenage boy decapitated his sister with a scythe while his mother held her feet. She had married outside of the family's wishes, an honor killing. No garter snake. A diamondback striking beside the Rheem heater. In the news, the Taliban right now is rounding up and executing former security forces in Afghanistan, remanding women back to the place of household slaves. No education for you. And of course, the memories of years ago during the Taliban's previous reign of the acid attack on all the women on the bus for just wanting to learn how to read. Those disfigured faces, the haunting memories all over again. A cotton mouth hissing from under the stairs. In our own Anglican world, a lay catechist up in the Chicago area has been accused of abusing 10 women and children, and the evidence is damning. A copperhead slithering beside the Christmas decorations. Sometimes the house is almost unlivable. Snakes in the basement. We're afraid. We're angry. We cry out, when will there be justice? When will there be judgment to deal with this evil? And where does it all come from? But of course, that's when we hear it. The quiet whisper of something slithering through the dark places of our lives. In our general confession that we recite each week, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed. John the Baptizer in the season of Advent stands at the top of our stairs and points down into the darkness. Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? All of the snakes in the world's basement come from us, from our slithering pride, from our hissing envy, from our striking anger, from our buzzing lust, from our sidewinding sloth, and from our tongue-flickering greed. The tangled mass of snakes in the world's basement comes from us, and it adds up to the churning horrors of this world. The horrors that are more than just individuals, but horrors that run through whole societies at times. What slithers in your basement? What slithers in my basement? Advent is the season when we ponder our need of judgment. The word judgment terrifies us, but the world needs judgment. We need judgment. We need someone to turn on the lights in the basement, someone to attack the reptiles with mop and dustpan. We need someone to fling the evil in our lives into the drifts of judgment, the cold snow. We need someone to make the house livable again, make this world right. We need true justice for the young woman beheaded, for the girls with acid burns on their faces, and for all of those whom we have hurt. But judgment? Our hands are sweating, our knees are knocking, our hearts are pounding, and we are shaking. And then across the centuries, someone speaks the words of Isaiah the prophet. Strengthen the weak hands, make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Behold, someone comes down the stairs. Behold, someone flips on the light. Behold, someone grabs a ragged mop and pins the evil in our lives to the dustpan. Behold, someone marches outside and flings it into the cold drifts of judgment. Judgment Day. And still we hear that voice quoting Isaiah the prophet, the voice of the judge. Go and tell John what you see and hear. Quoting from Isaiah 35. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me. Jesus is the judge. Jesus is the vengeance of God, the one who comes and drives out the snakes in the basement, the world's snakes, our snakes. And as he does, the earth rejoices. The house is livable. In the words of the psalmist, behold, he comes. He comes. He comes to judge the world with righteousness and his peoples with truth. And when the Lord Jesus comes, our world is set right. Evil is purged. The blind see, the lame walk. The acid burns are gone. The beheaded young wife is resurrected. Already, Jesus judges us in our baptisms. Already, he smashes the snakes to the dustpan and flings them from our lives. Already, he kills with the Spirit so that he might resurrect. Already, he saves us from ourselves. Already. Our judgment is already, for judgment begins in the household of God. Already, but also not yet. In this season of Advent, we ponder the truth of what we confess in the Creed. Jesus will come again with glory to judge both the quick, the living, and the dead. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Those nail-scarred hands. And yet, it is also mercy and joy and hope. Hope for the world and hope for us. Blessed is the one who does not take offense at me, says Jesus. Judgment is only doom if we hang on to the snakes. If we say, no, no, this evil is good. So let us not take offense, sisters and brothers. Let us enter into his snake-killing, snake-cleaning work. Throwing open our basement doors, begging Christ to come in, crying out with the early Christians, Maranatha, come quickly, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Judge me, get rid of my snakes, give my blind eyes sight, make my lame legs to walk, raise me from the dead. And even as we pray that prayer, hearing the voices of all creation singing out to us, Gaude, Gaude, nascetur pro te. Rejoice, rejoice. Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.